Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Ezekiel chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. God said, "But look, I have made you as obstinate and hard-hearted as they are. I have made your forehead as hard as the hardest rock, so don't be afraid of them or fear their angry looks, even though they are rebels." God has just told Ezekiel how tough his job is going to be. He tells the prophet that the people don't listen to him, so they're unlikely to listen to Ezekiel either. God describes them as being hard-hearted and stubborn, and that made Ezekiel just the right man for the job. He had all the qualities needed for the tough role that he'd been given. I don't believe we all have the gift of being obstinate and hard-hearted, but I do believe that God knows what he's doing and that he perfectly equips us for the work he calls us to do. Some of the work that God calls us to do requires people who are gentle and sensitive. Other tasks will require people who are determined and strong. We're all different. But God will make sure we have the gifts to do what he's called us to do. If we have the kind of challenges that Ezekiel had to face, God will no doubt give us foreheads that are as hard as the hardest rock too. It's important to know these things because the greatest fear is that we'll get out of our depth and not be able to cope. Nobody wants that, least of all God himself. He was able to reassure Ezekiel that he had nothing to fear, even though the people might give him angry looks and be openly rebellious. That's what we find repeatedly as we meet different people in the Bible. Moses was a murderer and had a speech impediment, but God used him to be the leader of Israel at a decisive time. David was a shepherd and was viewed by his father as the least suitable of his sons, but God used him to be a mighty king of Israel. Jeremiah felt that he was too young, but God knew better and equipped him to be one of the foremost prophets of his time. And so we could go on. Time and again, we see God equipping people perfectly for the roles to which he had called them. Let this be an encouragement to you today. Whatever God calls you to do, he will give you just what you need to be fruitful and effective for him. Let me pray. Lord God, we thank you that we can be sure that you will equip us for everything you ask us to do. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access, of course, at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more beside, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.